All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back. It is November, and we're going to start off with a little bit of Transmetropolitan, maybe about 30, 40 minutes of it. And then we'll go ahead and go on to other comics. But I'm only doing about one comic a day now, so it's not going to be like it was, but there's still going to be comics for you guys, so don't worry about that. I don't trust any of you dog fuckers. Warren Ellis writes in Derek Robinson pencils, Nobody Loves Me, with as the mind and television of Spider Jerusalem. Here we go. You've been at the medicine cabinet again, haven't you? What gives you that idea? Look, I know you're distressed over the Dante Street column, but crawling into an inhaler full of Christ knows what isn't going to... You're not even listening, are you? I can hear Radio Free Europe in my head bones. I have many head bones. My head bones and I are going to scan the television channels for traitors and pigs. They are everywhere. Don't come near me or I'll shoot you. I trust nothing. These are strange days. Bring me some cigarettes. Will you shoot me if I come close enough to give them to you? Yes. I love my head bones. Magical truth saying, Bastard Spidey, freely adapted from the work of Spider Jerusalem. I dry rape grown-up brains for truth. I work for great transmetropolitan newspaper, mild-mannered reporter, 16 convictions for unusual and horrible assault. Drinking is fun and makes me feel horrible and sexy. People who sell drugs can be bad. You must check the drugs very carefully. Use your feed site reader to confirm current prices. Remember to do your gums with the residue. Waste not, want not. Policemen are not always nice, and you must tell a grown-up when they touch you in wrong places. I have a lawyer's card and journalist's insurance, Piggy. Get fucked. Truth bomb. TV wrestling is phallocentric soap opera for retards and intellectually lazy, intelligent people who get off by cultural slumming. Get lives or get the hell off the stage, scum. Spider is so funny. Prostitutes are good! I lost my virginity to a telepathic whore nun with no teeth. Here she comes now. Ah ha! Hello, Reverend Mother. Hello, Spidey. I've been raising money for my church. It's tough being a telepathic whore nun, but fun. Link here to find out about careers in the church, kids. I don't like churches. I organize religion is for stupid people. Billions of people believe otherwise, and most churches have officially apologized for things like hate crimes, institutionalized lying, and the fabricated nature of the Bible. And I know what you're going to say next. Of course you do. You're telepathic. What's the answer? For all the disgusting things you're thinking of, it'll be $2,000 and a decontamination fee. Truth bomb. There are over 700 different sexually transmitted diseases in Naked City. Ask your parent, guardian, or illegal sex partner for safety tips. Spidey knows things. More wrong fun after these commercial messages for things you don't want. Look at the waifu-like drawings there. Huh? Oh my god, they did it. Goddamn Royce, he said the networks would never take the cartoon and I shouldn't worry. And fucking look at it, they've made a joke out of me. Christ, they've made me cuddly. Oh, stick the TV on Amfeed Fiction or something and stop whining. Go on, they never have anything to upset anyone in that goddamn channel. Did I say Amfeed Fiction? No, not Amfeed Fiction. Terrible crap, don't. Oh, make your mind up. Anyway, too late, I've pressed it. From the mountain to the city, the life and work of Spider Jerusalem continues. What the fuck is this? I might have accidentally sold the rights to your life story to Amfeed TV Movies. And I might have accidentally taught the maker to forge your signature. Gunfire down there. All our friends are being stomped on by the cops. What can we do? We can stop the riot, Shannon. But how? With this. Give me some space. I'm back now and I can write the story and that will stop it all. No, look, a rogue police sniper. He must have snapped from the stress. I've gone completely insane. Ha 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 ha. Yee! You're alive? How? The steel hypodermic syringe case my best friend Mitch Royce gave me as a thank you gift for taking on the column to save his career and stop the bullet. Thank God, I didn't know what I'd do without you now. I don't know what the city would do without you. I love you, Dad. Son. I can't die here. I have to be strong. I have to write this story. If I die, who will love my children? Must clear head to write. Would having sex with me help? Thank you, Shannon, but I'm married to my work and you have no nipples. You shall be my loyal assistant instead. Thank you, you've saved me from a life of sin.
I know.
Now, to stop this terrible crime, what are you writing? I'm telling them that it's wrong.
Is that?
Yes, it is, Shannon.
It's the truth.
Look, the police are putting down their guns and knives and grenades and planks with nails sticking out of them. And the riding transients are putting down their arms and garbage can lids and other improvised shields, too. You've done it, Spider.
House, locate Yelena Rossini.
Bowel disrupting setting. Disruptor setting. Fatal intestinal maelstrom.
Yelena Rossini is no longer in the Puritan Muse grounds.
I see. House sensors are reporting that you have an activated weapon in your mouth, Mr. Jerusalem. Please pause before going ahead with your suicide attempt. User Shannon Yarrow has recorded a house subroutine to be run in this eventuality.
Pornography. Great.
And now, this afternoon's feature presentation, I Hump It Here, starring Caitlin Rage.
Do I get the job, Daddy?
Time for you to deliver a column, baby.
Dick Stone.
Stephanie Snatch, Gray Baby Doll, and Dick Stone. This is a work of fiction not intended to represent anyone living, dead, or working a weekly column for a newspaper.
It's Spider Jerusalem, outlaw sex reporter.
I am a fucking journalist, and I'm here to do some fucking.
Make us your horny story, Spider.
I am a gentleman of letters and cannot accept bribes, but if you want my hard press just because I'm incredibly famous and rich, that's cool.
Oh shit, there was some shit at the bottom. Pour out your word count on us. We're nasty subject matter.
Release my vicious pen. Behold.
Hallelujah. Well, that's the angel choir, right?
Why, Mr. Jerusalem, it's weird and enormous.
We can't understand why no one will have sex with you and women turn you down even on live citywide feeds.
Wrap your laughing gear around my massive public organ, and I am not talking about my newspaper.
Ha ha ha!
Stop right there, Spider, it's your editor. Where's my fucking column? Am I gonna have to suck it out of you again?
End.
Do you see what they've done? Do you see what they've done to you, you stupid bastard? A man in my condition can't get through a day like today with medicine. I'll be with you in a second. What they've done? Oh, what they've done? The unbelievable fuckers has made me safe. They've made me their fucking pet. Defanged me. Oh, sucked out my goddamn venom. They didn't have to goddamn kill me or hunt me down. All they had to do was make me part of their game. Who's gonna be scared of someone who's been turned into a fucking porno movie? Who's gonna listen to someone like that? Oh, at last, the hallucinations are coming. I so want to make everyone pay or die, then pay, then die again. I think I've got an erection.
Eek!
Oh my god, we did wrong and now he's come for us. We deserve to die. We're sorry.
Too late.
I'm sorry I didn't get you another raise so that you are better paid than the publisher. I'm sorry I bugged you for work. I'm sorry I bitched and complained about your golden words. I'm sorry.
Where's my fucking column? Where's my fucking column?
I had to stab you all over and leave you out for mad dogs to fuck you in the wounds all night. That's what it's like being edited by you. Like being fucked and stabbed wounds by mad dogs.
You'll all be sorry now, eh? You'll all wish you'd love Spider now, eh?
Oh, looky here. It's every woman that's turned down my charming sexual advances in the last 2.5 years.
We're washing our hair. We were married. We were gay. We're sorry.
Right. And you, the audience, you scum, you never fucking listened to me. You never did as you were told. You never did the right thing. You do nothing but suck up lies and listen to the fucking television. Why not just cut out the middleman and climb into your own fucking ovens now? Gah!
Mr. President, nice to see you, you murdering, people-hating, moral mutant you.
I needed a suppository.
No!
Was gonna shoot me in the ass with that stupid fucking gun of his, so I left, bumped into you at the bar. That's the whole story. Looks like he took a bit of a drug break. I guess he went all the way out on. I guess he went all the way out on one, but he's sleeping normally now. He thinks because he can put himself back together in a day or so after a binge, he's goddamn indestructible. I know, but sooner or later his body's gonna stop soaking up the punishment. One of these days he's gonna go all the way and not come back. Look, he's dreaming. Sleeps like a cat. Who's there? I can hear you moving. I have a really big gun and I'm oozing a really contagious airborne death spore out of my skin, just so you know. It's us, Spider. Who? Us. All of us. The new scum. You know us, Spider. You've been into our slums. You've seen us in the gutters. Hell, you've seen us on TV. My girlfriend is a man who is the mother of my stolen sperm kids. I gave my life to a vat-grown drug god. Who let you in, you bunch of bastards? This is a gated community. I have a bodyguard. I'm right here. I let them in. We always told you we were going to have a party when you died. And now we're going to have sex with these men. And we're going to use you as a condom. Ah! Back off, I'm warning you. I fucking sweat syphilis, I swear! Get away from me! But this is what you want, isn't it? All of us paying attention to you? No, I wanted you to hear me. We did, we just didn't listen. Bastards! I'm just reading what it says. We're the public. We're the people who vote for blowjobs and soap opera. We're the people who take the news we're told at face value. We're the people who litter. We're the casual rapists, the idle mind fuckers, the parents every child remembers forever, the kids who beat old men to death because they smell funny. We're the people you've been talking to all along. We're the people you shriek at every week in your column, but we don't read fucking newspapers. God, no. We're the ones who only see you on TV or catch the diluted version quoted on feed sites. We've never listened to a word you said. We're your audience. Wow. Makes you think. Magical truth saying, Bastard Spidey, from the mountain to the city, I hump it here, the heroic revenge fantasy, and the ugly paranoid dream. End. Okay. Oh, there was Frank Quietly. Oh, cool. He's done a lot of occult comics. I have his Batman, actually. They had little... DC was doing something cool. Instead of getting like little DC toys for kids, they had these little packaged Batman. But every single Batman represented a certain artist. Like one was drawn in the style of Frank Miller. One was Frank Quietly Batman. And they were random, just like with those little things you get for kids. But that was pretty cool. I was like, oh, cool. Well, I wonder what Batman I'll get. And I got a Frank Quietly Batman. So I looked him up and I was like, oh, this guy's done a lot of writing or drawing for occult comics, which I've read. So he seems to be an occultist himself from what I've read. So I'm like, oh, cool. I got a little occult Batman. So I put him there on my little altar thingy. I don't even know what you call it now. It's covered with water bottles and God knows what else, but it's become a catch-all, as a lot of things in life. Trust me, I've got way too many water bottles. Okay, so, the walk. We can do this one. Yeah, I think it's enough time, right? You're in the way, Spider-Boy. Spider-Boy, this is how it's become. They all know me. Familiarity breeding amiable contempt. Celebrity hack. Merchandise line. Column that everyone pretends to read. Oppress the inevitable backlash. Don't know what that means. Column that's been made meaningless by the quiet censorship apparatus turned on it. Already had number one spiked. Sorry. Or he said just sorry. There we go. Wrong character. Do they know? I mean, it's bad enough the media have made me a defanged, tame thing that they can put on television and on toy store shelves. But do they know that there's someone in the White House with a D-notice stamp just waiting for me to step out of line again? Here I am, Spider Jerusalem. Media element. TV celebrity. Quotable. That wild and crazy guy who does that controversial muckraking column that no one really reads. Lost in the mix. Another face in the crowd. I really have to do something about this. I've faced problems like this before. If I could get out of Prague after the terrible night of telephone with Royce delirious and tripping from the venereal ergo infection and a car full of transsexual temple whores from the Mongolian Church of Howling Genitals, then I can get out of this. Buddha Cosmic Trust tax breaks and big pies. What? God, what a frightening afternoon that was. A nightmare of fluorescent breasts and sentient ejaculate that wiggled all over the upholstery and sang old show tunes. Do what I always do. Get the city under my feet. Become alive again. Spider Jerusalem! Spider fucking Jerusalem! Sucking that glass tit. Sucking that inky media dollar cock. Spider fucking Jerusalem! I only ever experienced this city promptly on the street. Properly on the street. It only speaks to me here. The TV is too managed. The feed site's too much like a stage. The goddamn gated community too much like living in a paranoid middle-class bubble where everyone has fever dreams of dirty, nasty city people bursting the wall in by sheer pressure of numbers crowded up against it. Just let it talk. In all its languages. The migratory patterns of cars, the scratch mix of brand names, and the comet's tail of perfumes trailing the office girls headed out for lunch. The snap and crackle and teenage distort of music's clashing like gangs in the high apartment block windows. One of those little pauses in the conversation of the city, then a sudden unexpected quiet as everyone stopped to take a breath. And I get one of those little heart leaps as a girl moves my way. I fall in love for 10 seconds the way you do when you see one of those faces, those eyes. Hold breath for a moment of eye contact that turns into memory, a face I could look at for the rest of my life, and then she's walked by, the city resumes, fade up chatter and music. Reverb storm guitars, Brazilian girls kissing on the guitar on the corner with their flushed electric skins receiving passing new soap operas from a low-orbit pirate TV sat. These are the ways my green city moves, and I learn to read her every strange dance step. Fucking small print. Need to get a LASIK done on my eyes again. On the paper's dime. Dissidents and other behaviors. Inimical. Oh, I was listening to a band by that. By that name, rather. Inimical to the preservation of mainstream American life and national security. Enforcement of civic center closure. Okay. And I don't like it. There's dissonance. Hurried moves. Panicky missteps. The tone of the city is changing. Like we've all wandered into the wrong film. We're dressed for our kitchen sink slice of life drama, but the lighting's too harsh. The set's too angular and paranoid. A D notice for people. Slap it on us all. Take all our power away. Don't let us talk. Deport our nasty ideas about fairness and truth. No, I'm still sitting still for this. I've been wrong-footed by these bastards for too long. Time to start moving forward. March on a road of bones. Behind him, there's a terrible grinding noise, machines overshouting the various musics and voices emanating from the Fairmead apartment block. I remember it from a few years back. It was taken over by squatters when Civic Center first moved all the inhabitants so the place could be renovated, then reallocated for the renovation money. Christ almighty! Police tanks are supposed to be saved for massive riot control or civil war. We're not supposed to see them just trundling down the fucking street. Oh hell, they're gonna try and drive the squatters out. Hold everything! Aren't they supposed to be given some kind of official request or warning before they start ramming the frontage? Attention, this is CPD. You people have been given official notifications, civic censures, and written warnings up the ass. We've decided to cut to the chase. They're not going to do this. Surely it's abandoned housing in the streets for the majority of these poor fuckers, and there's a whole area of the law that seemed to condone squatting in circumstances like these. Like these, rather. You are illegally occupying civic property. Get out. Now. And a whole area that doesn't. Which side you enforce depends on how much of a prick you feel like being today. Not even a fight. These people spend a lot of time on the street watching, listening, taking the city in. They know things are changing. Time was, there'd be press here, bystanders, witnesses. There'd be uncertainty in the police ranks, only by the obvious psychopaths actually eager to rush in and bludgeon innocent people who were just looking for somewhere dry to live. The rules have changed. There they go, off to life on the streets with its attendant beatings and horrors and probable ending of being slashed to death with a blunt butter knife and then stripped for their clothes, or life in some ill-managed charity refuge where they'll get anally raped nightly by some large, mentally ill man called George. Picture. And why not? It'll get denoticed, but I'll keep it in the Shades picture memory anyway. You never know when you'll have a use for these things. Time to stop acting like a coddled diarist or a co-ed reporter or a cowed reporter. That's right. You take a good long look, you fuckers. You all know it's going to be a matter of time before old Spider finds a way to give you shit. Just a matter of time. I've got all day in a fucking penthouse to think of ways to make your lives miserable. Strong Brazilian coffee, a plate of Singaporean dolphin curry, frozen German potato schnapps, food to watch the world go by. Okay, it might not sound like much to you, but I bet you weren't raised on dock lizard stew, lizard burgers, lizard curry, sweet and sour lizard, and lizard candy, were you? But Amfeed projects the right ambience. Ambience my ass is a fucking diner, Miss Hardy. Don't get any bright fucking ideas, and the screen's pickup's fucked. I told you, we can't get fucking Amfeed. If you gotta have news in here, just link it to the hole. Ain't pretty, but it's basic, and it gets the job done, and that's the right fucking ambience. The hole. Shannon subscribed to that. We talked about it a couple of years ago. Cheap feed site out of Lou Bend, over on the west side. They just do news digests and archives, with most of the main news feed's biases boiled out. My dad bought me a 3-year account, but I don't use it much. It's kind of boring, just basic text. I like Amfeed better. So my son told me about it, yeah. He's a student, likes to keep up with things, you know? I didn't do the papers or feeds, you see. Only because of him I keep up now. So, right, it's a pretty much a pirate operation. They're just rewriting the big dick news service tickers, after all. They move around a lot. The subscription fees are directed through a German account to them. I wonder. Search. I want a current upload location for feed site, the hole. Located. This location is good for another 15 minutes. It's on a random wander cycle through the city net. Fine. Send them the column marked Unpub 1, along with my card and authentication documents. Activate phone tools and keep them open. What I'm going to do now changes everything. It's been a while since anyone tried to kill me. Little less than 2 hours ago, CPD tried to silence the critics of their handling of the Lockwood case in a fairly original manner. They rounded them up and shot them. At this point, I have no idea how many casualties there are. I don't have time for that, because you need to know now that CPD have finally become unglued. They cannot survive this act of ultimate brutality. We cannot let them survive it. Who is this? Who'd you think it is? You're really Spider Jerusalem? Yeah, and that's really a denoticed column. Want it? Just like that. No going back. SPKF news flash. Banned column hacked from Spider Jerusalem's computer giving to rogue feed site the hole by unknown. Get the city under my feet. Become alive again. Free Steve Chung. Okay. Who stole your column, Spider? Why was it banned, Spider? Do you really think the police concentrated their fire on the press at Dante Street? Will you keep writing for the word? Alive and angry and directed. I'm not pretending that everything the Smiler is doing is all about me. That'd be insane, and I'm not that far gone yet. Dante Street was just killing a few birds with one stone. Perhaps not even a shot at me. But it was a clear message. He's prepared to delete the First Amendment. He's prepared to kill dissenting voices. Always fight back against anyone trying to delete the First Amendment. Column. I know no column. He's prepared to do anything to get what he wants. Well, newsflash, so am I. Are D-notices illegal? Well, had you heard of them before my banned column got stolen and given to the hole? No. They don't want to call attention to it. Why? I mean, I never signed a non-disclosure agreement, but it was made fairly plain to me that discussing that column and its contents would also garner a D-notice. The interesting question here is, now the column's out, will they hit all of you with D-notices when you run these interviews? Yes, they directly contravene the freedom of speech statutes, obviously. What did my editor say? See how good I'm being? No nasty words. Not too many unchecked run-on sentences. Chop conventional language. Not the Spider the media have given them, you see. Not a cartoon monster. They have to take me more seriously because I appear to be human. My editor's a good man. The interviews go on and on, and eventually the booze and the drugs and the tiredness lead me to start slipping. Once I convince them that the Young Paramedia 9 journo not to print the bit about squatting over the Smiler's chained down head and releasing out monster turds into his pinned open mouth until he dies, I go outside for a little air. I hear them before I see them, the signature low growl of a CPD squad car. They slow down as they move towards me, slide past at a crawl, looking at me, making very direct eye contact, sending a message. This is all they know. They've beat me up and probably tried to kill me, and this is what it comes down to, giving me that I know where you live look on the street in the early evening. Evening, officers, keeping the street safe from the likes of me? Be seeing you. They seem like most people, that fear will do the trick. Fear will keep everyone in place. Fear will keep everyone distracted from what's really going on. Let them know we can beat him up. Let them know we could have killed him. Let them know we can destroy him. Let the fear shrivel him up. Fuck that. I'm not afraid of them. They're afraid of me. They're afraid of the truth. The most dangerous man to any government is the man who is able to think things out for himself without regard to the prevailing superstitions and taboos. Almost inevitably, he comes to the conclusion that the government he lives under is dishonest, insane, and intolerable. And so, if he is romantic, he tries to change it. And even if he is not romantic personally, he is very apt to spread discontent among those who are. H.L. Mencken, Smart Set Magazine, December 1919. Some truth there. Is ya a red pill? He's definitely unconscious. Shh. Apartment, delete our escape from all secure cams. Mr. Jerusalem is not to find us. I just heard him fart. Run for it. Dancing in the here and now. Free! Taxi! Taxi! Fucking taxi! Free! Free! On the loose! Off the fucking leash! Go, go, go! Yeah! Ha 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 ha! Gluck, 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 ha! God, that's better. Never thought we'd get out of here. It's like being in the bunker with Hitler, wondering what comes first. Either Adolf losing his shit and shooting you, or the opposing army banging on the door to invite you in front of a firing squad. I don't know. Not his fault. Hold on. What? Sigs. Not his fault? Hmm? You know, you don't have to smoke so heavily when he's not around. Hmm. Just got used to it. Right. Where to? Christ, you're turning into him. What? Speak up, damn it. I said, let's hit the boutiques. I stole the old bastard's credit card. Predator meat, wet dream. What do you think? Says vacuous tart. Nah, looks like what you always wear. You think? You think? Yeah, baggy top and pants. You know, you should get something a bit dressier, like at the party. I had to be drunk for that. Shannon barely filled the thing anyway. I thought it suited you. It suited you. You've got the figure. I would need to be shot in the back by 2 cruise missiles before I suited it. Not to mention 3 days on Iraq. I hate being short. Gives you big old calf muscles from having to reach up on tiptoe for everything. Spider always wears the same clothes, you know? I know. It was my special job to incinerate those linen suits every time the pants crotches got too hard and crunchy and shell-like for him. Doesn't he make you do that? No. Oh, I see how it is. You're a special girl. Fuck off. Yes, you are. He puts his little spiders inside you and now you're his favorite. His best girl. Oh, get over that. Besides, you're forgetting a far more disgusting possibility. The inevitable progression. Death and taxes. What if he just doesn't take that suit off? What if he likes having a carapace of scrotal sweat fused into the front of his pants? Oh, God. Maybe he breaks it up with a hammer in the mornings. Maybe it reforms around him during the day, molding itself around him. Get out of here! Maybe it melts under his body heat, ancient sweat and rot dissolving, getting all over his fingers when he puts his hands in his pockets. And then he makes you something to eat like he did yesterday. Ah! First time we get away from the bastard in what seems like months, and what do? We sit around talking about him. We have no lives whatsoever. Where now? Get something to eat. Well, this comic doesn't pass the Bechdel test, and I don't give a fuck. Sure. Where do you want to go? Your call. Italian. I haven't had Italian in months. Itchy neck. I think it's that creepy girl in the point of sale eyeing me up again. What? We'll eat later. Need to hit another store first. Taxi! This is a Mysterion 9A horse ripper. This glorious weapon can mutilate over 65 cattle from a distance of 3 miles with 98% precision. Damn. No ID, no weapon, unless bribing. Oh, come on. No? Okay, this is the Bukowski 88 Chupacabras. Vacuum channel projection, zero environment. Tunneling, ladies. Oh, excuse me. Let me do that again. Zero environment tunneling, ladies. One strike one. Entirely exsanguinate anything under 500 pounds in less than 5 seconds. Just sucks the blood right out of them. Never seen anything like it. Be serious. I mean, if nothing else, I'm not carrying around anything called goat sucker. We need small, easily concealable max strike handguns. And I don't mean fucking girls' guns, okay? Nothing pink, nothing dinky, nothing cute. I mean snub noses for fast draw, big hits, designed for brake holster, powered launch, or emergency concealment. Got money to spend? Think you'll need some serious credit, lady. I could buy and sell you 50 times over. I got so much money I could pay someone to sleep with you. What are you looking at? Look what I found. Can I take it home with me, huh? Can I? We have to come down here for this? Want to shoot them, don't you? They'll cost, but they're what you need. And I always deep discount for the pro community. Mars Special Issue Nerve Breaker. Single squeeze, reaction. Less kinetic bursting projectile profile. Sustained squeeze, flame. Top stud, widespread slam bang moving concussion wall. They've got full charges. Test them out, see how they feel to you. I'll be back upstairs when you're done, okay? I wanted the big gun. No offense, miss, but that weapon would have broken your back the first time you fired it. Because I'm a girl? No, because it's designed for use by people with two backup spines. You sure you're not just saying that? Have fun, ladies. Grab your gun, Yelena. Get it comfortable in your palm. Get used to the weight of it. It won't kick when it fires, but keep it supported. Help your gun wrist. It'll help while you're getting used to the weight, and it'll help to steady your arm and change your aim. Target 6, male, Asian American, city, modern slum, under 30. Oh, wow. Nice! First gun I ever had was a push pistol like this. First time I ever used it was to blow the left testicle off a guy trying to rape my best friend. I was aiming at his head. I was 12. Funny, it horrifies me now that I did that. At the time, no one blinked an eyelid. Not even me. That school's for you, I guess. You're up. I went to private school. We were all searched for firearms every day. So were we, to make sure we had them. Nying! What is... I don't know what that is. Like, what she's saying there. I don't know if that's a sound. Maybe she's like, nuh! Ah, yeah, nah. Counts as a flesh wound, I guess. I suppose elbows are kind of crucial. Oh, fuck it. Well, yeah, you can do it like that too, Yelena. Now we eat. Sure, why not? You know, since we're on the old bastard's account, there's a German place I like. It says something there, but I can't read it. Yelena, the black car, hit the fucking thing. You fucking freeze. Not pissing around with target shooting. Wow. Don't just walk. Excuse me. Don't. Just walk away. You don't want to know who I am or who those people in the car are. You're right. I don't care who you are. I only care about why you've been following us. Or do I know this one? You probably don't even exist. You wouldn't be missed if I pulled the trigger. Officially, I wouldn't have killed anyone, would I?
But you're right. I know how this goes. You know where we live. You can find us at any time. You are big and scary, and we're the little people. The worst thing about a push pistol head wound is that in the 10 seconds before you die, you can actually feel the tunnel. It's cut through your brain. You scared? Yes. I'm not. Remember that. Pull all the little intimidation games you want. I'm not scared of you. Now get the fuck away from me. Whiskey, 2 shots. Big shots, right now. Thank you. Much appreciated. My job sucks. Nah. No, seriously, I'm assistant, read life support system to an insane man who forces me to design on the maker robot devices to catch his vomit when his digestive system seizes up in the middle of the night. And because of that, I am possibly marked for death by the president. And roll that one around your tongue a little. Get used to it. Relish the taste of that bad boy. Marked for death by the president. And now targeted for harassment by authentic men in black, whose car I've just fucking shot to bits. Explain to me your perceived lack of suckage in my job. Well, when you put it like that, yeah, your life stinks. And you know what really gets on my tits? What absolutely terminally pisses me off about the whole damn thing? Spider's right. What he's doing, it's the right thing. What sucks about my job is that I never expected it to matter. I mean, you study journalism too. You know writers like Spider aren't supposed to make any difference. They're not even relied upon to be right. They're opinion writers. But what he's doing is right, and has made a difference, and can make a difference. And I really wasn't ready for that. I wasn't ready to put my safety on the line for anything. You should have seen him during the transient riots. So why don't you quit? Your job stinks, your boss is insane, people want to fuck with you just for working there. Normal people would quit. Because I'm alive. Because I'm out of the rut of dull jobs and dull families and dull men and dull lives and all the dull lies we tell ourselves to get through the day. I hate him, Shannon, don't get me wrong, but doing this work makes me feel alive. You've caught it too. Why'd you think I quit the nunnery? It wasn't just Fred Christ's wandering hands and all the brain damage cases that surrounded me all damn day. There's nothing like working with that horrible little bastard Jerusalem that I know of. Because if there were, we'd go and do that instead. And a second flat. Drinks? God, yes. Time expired. They love my ass. Oh, here we go. We're not gonna do this one, but we're gonna prepare you for it. Oh, shit. A New Hope. Gouge away. 3-part story. Sounds like it's a good time for us to quit then, right? And we'll get on with this 3-part story next time. So, this will be the Grim Lord here. And I am out for Grimm's Comics Corner with Transmetropolitan. We'll see you next time for more Transmetropolitan.